Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stroud is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Stroud is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of John Stone. Unser reaches second base with a double. Jainsky goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Richard reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richard scores. Stroud goes all the way around to score. May moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Richie Sheinbloom pinch hits for Jerry Jainsky. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnstone. Sheinbloom reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Gogolewski now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields the ball and throws to Gogolewski covering. Safe. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Hermann goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. May is hit by the pitch. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-1, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Billings pinch hits for Bill Gogolewski. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive towards short. Richard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Elliot Maddox now playing left field. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Epstein. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maddox. May reaches second base with a double. Stroud moves to third. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales is walked intentionally. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stroud tags and scores. May tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Morales moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 3 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Joe Foy pinch hits for Joe Gratzenda. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.